my box of scissors, not be able to find a pair of scissors, and then buy a 3-pack. And then you lose that 3-pack, so next time you buy a 5-pack, and before you know it, you have 15 pairs of scissors spread out across your house. You still can't find one pair. And then you have fucking 46 pairs of them. You're still looking for them, unless you make a concerted effort to put them in the same place. This computer is awesome. Full of capability. Is a gift to me. Didn't pay for it. Wanted it. Didn't ask for it, but just wanted a replacement for what was broken. That's how disposable things are. I'm sitting on several computers that just need minor things updated and fixed for them to be in operational order, and they would be fine for what we need to do. It would cost money. It would cost somebody time and their expertise. It would be probably equal to what we have here auxiliary wise, but it would be so much easier to just get a new one where you just like boot it up and sign it in. And like, I could expect a blue screen of death or whatever happens these days at any point in time, because I'm just like, I've lost so much already. It's nice to have it. But what? It's like, what if I do pass on a journal? And I've written in cursive, and these kids can't fucking read it. They're like trying to figure out codes. All they just needed to know was that you could write all the letters with a little bit of curve. That's why they call it cursive.
So, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You're happy for the things you have that you didn't ask for, but wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And you're glad you have them.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be totally fine if you didn't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Because fuck all that.
So, I'm adaptable.
Right. Adaptable is not the same as an adapter. Because I've had some problems with adapters lately. Some proprietary nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be adaptable, but you're not an adapter, which is totally fucking useless in pretty much every aspect that I need.
Unless you're a universal adapter, and then you're very adaptable.
It almost sounds like you'd be, like, is that a dance?
Probably. It's like a space dance. Quantum space dance? Yeah. Synthwave, for sure.
Oh, stick figure animation in holographic fourth dimension form. I can hardly wait.
Fun.
So we need more kerosene. But
yeah,
there is lamp
mm-hmm.
oil in the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly known as kerosene.
So were you going to ask a question, or we're done there?
What?
We're going to talk about lamping. Because then you were talking about your people, and supposedly if you wanted to fill your lamp, you should be able to talk to your people because they have the
Whoa.
Scoop on the oils.
Whoa.
And the wicks.
My people? My people?
Oh, like you said earlier, you're selective about whether or not they're your people when they're your people? Or something?
Well, I don't see how them being my people benefits me in this situation whatsoever.
Oil. Lanterns.
Oh, oil?
Lamps.
You yeah, well, you said it's going to last 4 hours, and I told you, girl, we got 8 days.
Yeah, you blew it out. I mean...
Yeah, because I'll light it at the end of these 8 days, and there you go.
Wow, all of a sudden, now you're a Jew from Florida?
Are there Jews from elsewhere?
Like, I don't even know
ever,
about Florida or Jews.
Have you ever met a Jew from Ohio?
I've only met maybe 5 people from Ohio, and like 2 of them were Mennonite. And the other 3 were just straight up like good.
Do you meet a lot
Christians?
Of Mennonite?
What?
Mennonite?
Amish.
Oh, wow. That's kinky.
See, this is why I can't talk to you, because you, like, take everything innocuous in a gross way.
And oh, because there's a better way to take it.
Well, just as it is, maybe.
That's gross.
Do you want to know what's gross?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what's gross.
Oh, kale? Tell me.
Kale's all right if it's properly prepared, but I'll tell you what's gross, man. Okay. I'll tell you. When you're in the shower and you like, you're not like at your house, but you're like it. You're like a guest at somebody else's house and you're like in the shower and there's like a glass door. And it's like, you know, it's a glass door in a bathtub. Like, why would you look at it? But you do. And you're like, what is that? White spoogey mark on it. And you're just like, is that shampoo? Is that conditioner? Is that jizz? Is that maybe just some like scum remover that didn't get cleaned up in the scum removal process? I don't know.
That's gross.
That's gross, because then you're in the shower, you're trying to get clean, and you're trying to also decipher if this is a clean mess or a dirty mess. Because if it's just shampoo or conditioner, like, yeah, those are clean products.
So what I'm hearing is that you need to take your life and stabilize shit out of that.
My life?
Because you're showering in weird places and also being very, very Sherlock Holmes-y. Whilst showering.
Wow.
What's in here? Oh, is that spooge? I don't know.
This is the shower that I
Do they eat some sort of blueberry creamed oatmeal
bathing in the morning? Shower.
That's not spooge at all. That's 3-day old oatmeal. What are you talking about?
Yeah, why is anybody eating oatmeal in the shower? I don't know,
but
this is the shower of the house I sleep at.
Are you talking about the shower here?
This is the place I sleep at, yes.
I can't attest to that, but I guarantee you it's spooge.
Gross.
You're the one looking, man.
Well, you need to fucking clean up your messes.
It's not a mess.
It is not clean.
Jackson Pollock.
It's not clean. No, you don't get a Jackson.
I do. Devin Pollock.